Hey guys, I'm Bailey, and welcome back to Bailey's TV Rants, where I rant about all my favorite TV shows.
All right. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Today I have another group podcast for Fight for Wynonna, Bring Wynonna Home. We're working on it. Things are going really well, actually. Looks like the producers are having high hopes. So today we're going to introduce our guests here. Let me change my view so I can see everybody. There we go. All right, so first up, Molly, go ahead, introduce yourself.
Hi, my name's Molly. I'm from England, if you can't tell. I'm 17, and I found Wynonna in June of 2020. So in the kind of near the beginning of lockdown.
You're a quarantiner.
I am.
Great. All right, Molly. Paige. Introduce
yourself. Hi, my name is Paige. I'm 22, and I just found the show last month.
Last month?
Last month.
Oh, wow. That's great.
I literally spent my whole quarantine rewatching. I literally caught up in like a month and a half.
Yeah. It's adventure.
I never noticed how much of a binge show it was until like I actually started doing it.
Yeah. I rewatch all the time. It's great. Mm-hmm. Alexis, you've been on before, but you can introduce yourself again.
Hi, I'm Alexis. I'm from Michigan, and I found Wynonna in March of last year, so the beginning of quarantine.
That's great. I love quarantiners. They're like. they just got into the show, but y'all are just already in the show.
Like, yeah, all consumed. It's all I do now is I just
my right.
Friends are like
literally me.
All I think about. Yeah. Okay, well, guys, in the past week since I've done a podcast, we've had the 4B trailer drop, and the names of the episodes for 4B.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which, for me, it was last night that this was happening, which was insane. And then pretty much the 4B trailer dropped the Monday after last week's podcast. So I had that Monday off because we had like a national holiday thing going on. So we didn't have school that Monday. So I was lucky enough where I didn't freak out while I was in class, unlike other people. And it was insane. So let's start there. 4B trailer. Anybody have first comments? Because I was in shock the whole time it happened.
Same. I saw like photos from it before I saw the actual trailer. And it was probably like half an hour after it came out. And I just saw a photo on Twitter and I was like, I haven't seen that before. That's from the trailer. And then I found it and just like I just watched it the first time and I'm just sitting there. It was like the evening I just had like a therapy session.
It would have been like, nice if this was before therapy, but
no. Well, I was like, oh my god. So yeah, but it's I don't even know, can't put it into words. It's like I saw the 4A trailer and like that was great and I was like, this looks amazing. But I don't know, there's just something about the 4B trailer.
There's like such a shift because we know there's a somewhat of a time jump between the two parts of the season.
Yeah.
So like it like the tone shifted so much where like I have no idea what's going on anymore.
Me.
First thoughts were Wynonna's naked in glory hole.
Yes.
Because that's the first thing we see, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So funny.
Why?
And plus it's like Halloween. Because there's like a jack-o'-lantern on the stage. Like, no idea what's going on with that one.
I love it. The Earthers are just like in there, like analyzing every scene.
Everything. Everything.
Like, no one else would have noticed that pumpkin. Like no other like fan base would have noticed.
I was like, I'm so focused on Wynonna naked right now, I didn't even notice that the first time I watched it. Like there was too much going on. And then there's so much I can't even think about what happened next.
No, I don't remember. I'm
I feel like the production has gone up like 10,000% just because of this one trailer. Because there's so much that stuff this, that goes
just out. Just the trailer costs like the most money to produce.
Well, there's like scenes that don't look like, because like there's the one where Nicole's like running along the bridge with people following her.
Yes, yeah.
Massive set. Like, I was
where
like,
are they? I saw somebody look that place up and it was, the name of it was Valdez something.
Cool. Didn't Winona look that up in like one of the episodes though, and we're like, okay, what's she doing? Is this gonna be like a foreshadowing for later? And then it is, and we're like,
yes. It's like they're connecting like so many dots right now. And of course, big thing, the garden is coming back because yeah. They weren't just gonna have that. We're done with the garden.
I'm not ready for the garden to come back. I'm like, oh great, they're gonna take someone else.
Exactly. Yeah. And like, well, there's this fog going around. What the fuck?
Like, cause Waverly's like in the fog, and then you see her like covering her mouth, and I was like, oh no. And then there's the bit where like Winona's like going out, and obviously
she gets yeeted out of whatever place she's in.
Yeah. What also that? Wait. Who do you think that's behind Waverly?
What I'm saying. I don't know.
Yeah, who is that? No.
It's I've so heard, blurry. Like,
different things.
I keep watching the trailer, and I'm like, I don't know who this is.
Exactly. Alexis, who do you think it is? You have some thoughts. Okay.
I've heard Champ, which doesn't make any sense, but maybe
I thought it was like a
maybe
girl.
Maybe he was mad because they're engaged now. So he like his homophobic side of him came back, like he came back for that.
Maybe.
Or who else?
I saw some people saying it might be Bobo.
I just thought it was a girl, just the way that person was dressed.
But like Bobo was
also
like,
the shape of the body
looked like a girl, and the clothes looked like Bobo. A jacket and pants.
Bobo's too big for that.
Wouldn't Bobo be wearing like his big ass fur coat? Like,
true though. Yeah.
Maybe he's in disguise. We don't know.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So much is happening.
Or like the blood on Waverly's back. And that seems
wings. It's wings.
Don't make me cry.
That person who's behind her chopped off her wings.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
That's initial thoughts. Nicole is in uniform with the Stetson, with the braid.
Oh yes. Yes.
So good.
As soon as I saw that, I think I fell on my chair and I had to like get back up and I had to rewind it. I'm like, that's real. Okay, we're good. Okay, I just had to make sure I wasn't dreaming. Okay,
yeah,
we're good.
It's like, did I see this correctly?
Yeah.
And it's so good. Something's going on with Black Badge.
Yes.
Interesting.
What are they doing? Doc's in a cage. Winona was in it at one point. There's a flamethrower that Doc got real scared of. I'm like, you can't die from that. Why are you scared? What's in there that you're so scared of?
Maybe it's someone who's getting used to the flamethrower. I don't know.
Maybe someone's in there with him. Jeremy obviously works for Black Badge. He doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah.
So we're getting some new Black Badge characters coming in.
There's a bit more of Jeremy as well. If they're bringing in more Black Badge, we get more Jeremy.
God, I've been like waiting. I love Jeremy.
I like Jeremy as well. Like, I was rewatching the episode where we meet him. And it's just so funny, like the interaction between him and Waverly. I love it.
So good.
It's great.
He's just like, I don't know who this person is.
Yeah.
You're kind of not doing everything the way you're supposed to. You're supposed to be Black Badge, but maybe not. He's so clueless yet so funny.
Yeah.
There's one clip, very, very short, of Nicole Waverly kissing. Nicole has her hair down in a Stetson. I don't think that's the same hat because the badge isn't on it in the front. First of all. So there's theories, which please don't let this happen, that Nicole would be even that.
Yes, I heard that. That was my that was the first thing I heard.
And I was like, please
let me have an ounce of happiness.
I know.
Emily's like, no, you don't get happiness. Sorry.
That was last night. She like kept pausing in between tweets, and I was like, tweet already. God.
Yeah.
It was so good. Oh, there's so much happening. There's obviously, we had an engagement party.
Yeah. Oh my
God. They look so good. Why?
So good. So
the short wavy hair, like with the waves in it.
Yes.
It's good. It reminded me of like season 2-3 of Nicole when they would curl it. Like it's the same thing.
Yes. Same thing. I've seen loads of tweets that have said, what happens if there's a scene where Nicole is teaching Waverly how to style her hair? And I thought I might die if that happens.
That would be so great. And then Wynonna walks in. And she's like, does that mean he hasn't called me the sister-in-law? Great line. But then she switches it up and is like, except for you, you cannot partake in something else. And we're assuming this is directed toward Doc because the shot pans over to Doc and like, they're both upset. So they're still upset at each other. I don't appreciate that.
No, neither do I.
Also, Wynonna's new jacket, like.
Yes.
Great jacket. We only
Rachel stole her other one, so.
Well, that's true. But there's a couple scenes with her leather jacket still, so she still has that. It's somewhere. Or maybe she got a new one. Yeah. Talking about Rachel, we only get one shot of Rachel, and that's her spilling her blood over something, like the Clantons did to, you know, do the Reaper. I'm like, is she trying to get Billy back? And there's behind-the-scene photos of the actress that plays Cleo and Martina. Yeah. So are they going to end up working together? I hope so. That'd be fun.
That would be a fun little side storyline.
Exactly, right? And then there is a shot of this person, black hair, gray wings. I think it's Eve, but also maybe not. I'm not sure. There's some things about Jolene as an archangel. I'm like, maybe because it sounded like, what's her name?
Zoe Palmer.
Zoe Palmer. It sounded like Zoe Palmer.
It did a little bit. I thought maybe.
And so I was like, and then there was jokes about like Katie McGrath, and I was like, don't do that to me. Do not do that to me. That's not okay. So do you all think that's Eve, or do you think it's somebody else?
Okay. I think it's either Eve or Jolene.
I think it's Jolene, but it's like Eve, like as Jolene.
As Jolene?
Yeah.
Because didn't Jolene like have to disappear because of what happened in the Jolene episode? Like, didn't she? How did she actually leave though? For the Jolene,
he went into that tree.
Yes, like, the tree.
I don't know. It was a little bit weird.
Is she still alive though?
Like, she could be.
That's the thing, because if she couldn't be alive, then it could be Eve as Jolene. But also, I don't know.
I was wondering this because, like, would they cast another person to play Eve, or are they going to have Eve pose as the different characters?
I don't know.
I think they might cast an actual Eve. I don't know.
There's an actual Eve.
What do you guys think actual Eve looks like? Like, I know it's like scary, but like, the actual face?
Well, okay. So if we remember the weird, scary demon picture of Eve in the garden.
Yes.
I'm assuming black hair. So that's why I was kind of thinking that was the trailer. Mm-hmm. I just like don't know like who. It's like,
yeah.
I want to be surprised because like, I don't want to think about it too much.
Right.
But like I feel like because they want to make Eve kind of hidden so that Eve would try and hide herself. So it makes sense to kind of pose as someone.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know who she would pose as if everyone's there. Like, you know, she can't pose as Nicole if Nicole is there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so then there's so much in this trailer. I'm like jumping between shots that are not in order. Wynonna's at a strip club. And we know from the promo photo when the release date for 4B got announced. She had this gold chef's hat on. We now know where she got that from.
I was so confused. I was like, where is that hat from?
Yeah.
When that
now we know. Wynonna's getting pretty hammered lately, killing demons, getting drunk. And so Waverly and Nicole have an intervention with her. That scene was so great. I like that a lot. And Waverly's like, you're not sleeping. And Wynonna's like, yeah, I am. Nicole's like, that's passing out.
Not the same thing.
I was like,
oh, banter.
And then Waverly's wearing the same outfit she was wearing in the first promo with when she's crying.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's afterwards. So she's that's like, upset because why? Yeah.
This is what I noticed when they're at the table. The tablecloth still is not on the table.
I know.
So I don't know.
They haven't put it back yet.
So what do they do with the tablecloth?
They're probably washing it.
I hope so.
Or Winona burned it. After what happened with it.
It's been used too much that doesn't belong on the table anymore.
Oh my god. I can't.
That's so good. And then so much is going on. Winona's back on her motorcycle. That one shot of her just like pointing Peacemaker down the fucking road on her motorcycle. Great. Who is she shooting? We don't know. And then there's a scene like towards the end of the trailer where Doc is pointing a gun at Winona. One of them has to be Eve. I haven't decided which one yet. Because why would they do that? Or do they really get so upset with each other that one of them has to point a gun at each other? I'm like, I just don't think
they would. Like,
that's what I'm saying. I feel like.
Would Eve get in the dog's body though? Because she's already been in Nicole's body. So would that be another merging of characters?
Eve's gonna be different people at different points.
Well, in the two scenes with Nicole and Waverly, when like the little clip right at the end of the trailer where she's like, "Wait, what? That's ridiculous," which is so funny. Outfit is in some people have been saying maybe there's some sort of body swap going on there because of the way
exactly what I'm saying because the way Nicole acted wasn't like Nicole.
It's not really her. And then same with Waverly kind of being dismissive and walking out of the barn is like that's not yeah, I don't think like would do that.
Not it. So but that's also the same episode as the chef's hat because Waverly is wearing the same thing.
Yeah, that's true.
So there's a lot gonna go on in that episode. Don't know which episode it is.
There's a screen cap from where Winona went when the stripper's in front of her, and there's some red hair.
Red hair. Is it Nicole or is it Mercedes? Because we also know Mercedes is back.
I feel like Mercedes would be there for that.
So
I don't know because it could be like Nicole's.
Yeah, which would be a great 407 episode. You know, just saying. And then for the end of the trailer we get this scene in the barn and it's Waverly and Nicole and Nicole's like we need to think of a wedding hashtag which I was like first of all this is really funny second of all that's not a Nicole thing that's a Waverly thing and so she's listing off names it was Wave Nick and Heat Wave and I don't know if you guys know this but those were a couple of suggested ship names from season 1 when they first got together. And so the writers are feeding us all of this great Erper stuff and I'm excited for more because season 4A was full of it. Nicole's like way hot. No, that's ridiculous.
The comedic timing is amazing.
But I really don't think that's Nicole. I'm pretty sure like something's going on. And I remember people tweeting about it and Noelle Carbone, who's one of the writers, liked a tweet about a body swap.
So it could be Waverly like, then in a, yes. as a body swap.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So that makes sense. I heard some people talking about how maybe Nicole is being so kind of controlling over the wedding because of her previous marriage in that maybe that didn't go so well. So maybe she wants more control.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I heard that too. So this trailer was jam-packed full of stuff. Is there anything else that I didn't mention?
When Waverly's running to Nicole on the ground.
Laying on the ground. I knew that just popped in my head. As you were saying it, why is she laying on the ground?
And why is she
wearing red? Wait. Did you guys notice that it's the same pose as when she broke her leg?
Oh my god, it is, isn't it? I didn't notice that.
I didn't notice that. Everybody People have some things about Waverly's dress being a wedding dress. Disagree on that point, because in the weird thing where Wynonna gets yeeted out of that whatever place, it's the same dress, mm-hmm. and we know that's not a wedding dress.
Yeah. Well, I hope not.
So I think
it's not off to the garden of the wedding.
Yeah.
I've heard that Eve was Nicole, and that's Nicole, like actual Nicole. And she's like running to Nicole.
That would be awful. Because that means
I know that.
I know that. About this. Every season Nicole has a near-death experience, and now there could be two for four.
Yes, I know.
Wow. Well, that can't be not a near-death experience. She's laying on the floor. It's not like she's asleep. Something's wrong.
She's passed out in the middle of a forest.
Yeah.
That's not normal.
No.
Unless you're like drunk Wynonna, then.
Wynonna, we probably would be like, if she's drunk. Whereas it's Nicole, you're like.
Wynonna would be like, I've been there. There's so many things happening here. And so many theories came out of this, so many hopes. But now let's get into the episode titles for 4B. First one, we already kind of knew. We have Loves All Over. I did not read the lyrics for this song.
I just listened to that song right before this, and oh my god.
Okay, what do you have for us?
Okay, so it's like half of it is like actual love, and then the other part is like, I don't want to do this anymore. So it's either about Nicole and Waverly or Doc and Wynonna.
Okay, so love song.
Or both.
Okay, so maybe we could have like the end of 406 kind of thing, you know, where they're both like relationship, whatever, like good things and bad things. Oh, that bugs me. This next one for 408 is Hellraising Good Time. As I was talking with some of my other Urper friends last night, we were thinking this was more going to be about Wynonna.
I would say.
And just the title of the song kind of plays into that, because who else? 409 is just crazy. That's it. That's the name. Something is going down. And I don't even know, because I didn't listen to that song.
I feel like the Black Badge episode will be that episode, just crazy.
Crazy?
Yeah.
That would be nice. 410 is Life Turned Her That Way. That's, I'm assuming, is also about Wynonna.
I have a question about that one.
Yeah.
My question is turned who?
Yeah, so I'm thinking it's Wynonna. Life turned Wynonna that way.
I would say, but I mean, it could go for other characters as well.
It could, no, because they've all gone through so much shit.
Yeah.
By this point.
Amen.
And then 11, Better Dig 2. Now, nobody's dying, first of all. I know people are speculating about this, but if you actually read the lyrics, it's a love song. Wedding.
I know the lyrics well. It's a lot.
I'm telling you, this is the wedding episode.
This is gonna be what I call the tissue box episode, because we're gonna need a lot of those.
I need to get more tissues then. I think I'm ready. Okay. Now I know.
You're welcome.
Thank you for the warning. Yeah, this is gonna be the wedding episode, because I think, and I was talking to some Oprah friends, so this is credit to them also. They knew who they are. That they were hoping that the wedding would be maybe 410, and then have two episodes of them married, but also still developing the storyline and finishing off the storyline. But 411 is just as well, and then have an episode afterwards. Because, like, I think with what we know about season 4, they ended it well enough for it to be kind of an ending that we're satisfied, kind of like season 2, you know?
Yeah.
With such a big cliffhanger. And so I don't, like, with that, like, I think having the wedding at the end would be a little bit too satisfying. So putting an episode earlier and then ending the storyline, the big storyline for the show, with the last episode. Mm-hmm. We know.
Yeah.
11 will be pretty crazy, because if it's the wedding episode and then it's the episode before the finale, so lots of stuff has to happen, right?
Yeah, I think I wanted the wedding to be like basically as soon as possible, so we get the most after the wedding, because I think like if the wedding was in the last episode and it kind of finished with the wedding, that would kind of be sad because you don't get to see them married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I like the idea of it being like 4/11 or 4/10. Yeah. So I think 4/11.
And then 4/12 is also, I listened to the song myself. It's kind of interesting. It's kind of it's a very good closing song. I can't think of the word I was thinking of to describe the song. If anybody else listened to the song, do your details while I think of it.
No, I didn't listen to it yet. I will.
I wouldn't say it's sad, but it's a very kind of closing everything up, moving on. That was it. But like moving on from what are we moving on from? Ending, and so something's gonna start, so like what's happening here?
Yeah, how are they gonna end this show if it is the end? How are they gonna end this?
That's the thing, is we don't know.
Yeah.
And so Twitter was going crazy last night because of this, and
it was. My Twitter was like I was blowing up my Twitter. I was refreshing Emily's Twitter page. I'm like Emily, keep giving me the titles. Go get your roast beef later. Give us the title.
You know what she tweeted today? You know what she tweeted this morning?
It wasn't that. She was just
watching Ant-Man. Uh-huh. Watching her roast.
It wasn't roast beef. It was just she was watching Ant-Man.
What's up? Yeah.
So Emily. Like, I know. Nothing could be more Emily.
I was like, you just like playing with us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
All the time. Yeah. Also, with Up in the Air about season 5, hope has come back. We're working faster than we did the last time, guys. The producers are very hopeful in finding another network to put the show on, which is great. But something kind of funny happened where Hulu tweeted.
Oh, God.
They were like, no, we won't save your show, period. And we got angry because we had Up in the Air about season 4, and this show applies to so many groups of people that are marginalized, that so we care about this show a lot. There's a lot coming from this show for us. People have found love through this show. We've met friends. We found comfort characters. Like, there's so much meaning in this show. So we're like, obviously, like, whoa, that's a big tweet to say. And so people got a little angry. And then Hulu tried to save themselves. And we're like, no. We love standing, just not spamming. I was like,
that's the whole point of doing this.
This is the whole point.
And then Emily said some things. She deleted some tweets, and I don't know which ones they were.
No, I didn't see that. I was asleep.
Emily tweeted, like, it was, like, a subtweet to Hulu about, like, the marginalized groups. And there was something about, you don't want to fuck with, like, marginalized lesbians.
You don't.
No.
You don't.
Really bad
so
idea.
Funny. I was laughing so hard. I want to see if I can find this tweet. Yeah. And so this whole movement that started in this past week, Bring Wynonna Home, we are tweeting at other networks, other streaming platforms about bringing the show to them. The producers are working on it. We don't know where they're bringing the show to, or what networks they have their eye on, because I'm sure they have specific ones that they want to choose from. Is there any network that you specifically would like to see Wynonna come to?
Something that I have.
I think Netflix would be a good one, because Netflix already has the seasons of Wynonna already on them. I know myself I'm going after Netflix with the petition I have. I'm going after Netflix, so I think that'd be a good one.
Yeah, I watched, because when I watched the show, it was on kind of international Netflix, but they took it off a few months ago. Mm-hmm. So like you can't watch it on like UK or any in Europe, you can't watch it. Yeah. But so I have a VPN, so that's how I go back and watch it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Netflix, if they bring it back international, even if they don't, Netflix is fine because I'll just use a VPN.
Well, because if it becomes a Netflix original, it should be everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Most Netflix originals are everywhere, I think.
Yeah, so if it goes on Netflix, they should have season 4, and then they should be able to have the other seasons on too, because obviously you're not going to watch
just the fourth
season of the show. Like, it makes no sense.
Wait, isn't it, if it's an original, doesn't it all come out at the same time?
That's the thing, is I don't want that.
No.
Because, like, I'm an angst type of person, and I want the buildup of waiting, even though I hate waiting.
How dare you?
I hate waiting, but it makes for some good TV, guys. Like, you gotta admit. I was, like, thinking Paramount, because there's some good Western shows on Paramount, and I think Wynonna fits the vibe very well.
Yeah.
So I think Paramount is also a good fit. But literally, it could go anywhere, and I'd watch it, so I don't care.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't care. Anyone. I'll find a way to watch.
Just get on TV.
I don't care if it's a new, I don't care if it's a new network that I have to pay for. I don't care just to watch that one show. Well, I don't care.
People will pay for it. Like, yeah, it goes,
I don't think that's Netflix, I don't think that's what, I don't think that's what these networks like get that we're trying to go after. Like, no, like, we will seriously
take a subscription just for the show.
Yeah.
Like if it goes on Prime, like, my, luckily I already have a Prime account thanks to my father, because we buy too much stuff from Amazon.
Me too.
I already have Prime, and I'm like, if it goes on anywhere, please, I will watch it. Like, even if I move out and I can't get this anymore, I will get my own account. I will pay for it myself. I may be broke after this.
I have a feeling though that it's gonna go on one of the new. It's gonna go on one of the new networks, because they want to bring people in. So I feel like it's gonna go on one of the new networks.
Yeah, and maybe. Also a good thing that's happening is it's back on Friday nights.
Yeah.
Which is important, because I had some people look up the ratings for seasons and stuff. The ratings, this is probably a reason that Sci-Fi ended up dropping the show. The ratings for season 4 were actually really low.
I saw that.
And it was airing on Sunday nights at 10 p.m.
Who's watching? Yeah,
no. I was watching because I have nothing to do. So...
I'm but like people who are just like watching TV probably aren't going to be watching 10 p.m. on a Sunday night. Just,
exactly,
you know.
Right.
Like, we have things to do Monday morning. I'll watch it whenever. And
except
so
the
now it's
part for doing that.
Yeah, and so like
if you want the views.
Yeah. So now it's back on Fridays, like it used to be. And so hopefully nobody has something to do on Saturday, because I'll be staying up Friday nights now.
I get them good.
Exactly.
Well, it's gonna be me at 3 a.m. on Saturday morning.
I love people say for people in Australia, it's like the middle of the day.
Yeah, it's like mid morning. Like, it's such a weird time to watch it.
Like, you watch, you wake up and you watch 4:02 at like 7 a.m.
Oh god, me watching 4:02 at 3 a.m. was not like, my parents like just through the walls from me, and I was
that's like same. My parents' wall is behind me. I'm like, I can't watch that in the middle of the night, I'd scream.
Oh well,
the stairs and you're just like
you just did this the whole time, and my mom's watching. Uh-huh. What is that? I was like,
I had to watch all the episodes with my headphones on. That way my parents wouldn't come in and be like, "What are you watching?" I'm like, don't worry about it. It's fine.
I'm not watching anything. You don't need.
I'm good. It's fine. It's fine. Go away.
Bailey, the story with your sister.
Oh my god! I was watching 4:02.
Oh my god!
My sister walked in on the stairs scene. Biscuits. Also, I did a YouTube video with her where I had her guess the names.
Dude, that was so funny.
I had to remind her about that, and she was like, I didn't need to know about that again. I was like, I literally was like,
you want to watch?
I was like, I'm like, trying to pay attention to the scene because I didn't think about pausing it at first.
Yeah.
Gay panic the whole time. So I was just like,
yeah.
Do you want to watch?
What'd she say after that?
She's like, no. She didn't even look at the TV. Like, she like could barely tell. She could tell what was going on, and it hadn't got to the stairs part yet. And so I was like, something's happening. This is progressing really fast. Do you want to watch? And she's like, no. Oh, I told mom already. It's 8 a.m. Okay, guys.
I mean, I went down and told like my entire family. I was like, you're not allowed in my room.
They've warned me before. It's fine. Yeah. And so my sister came in and it was awkward. It was weird. And then I paused and rewound that scene so I could watch it in full.
Yeah.
That was.
I may have watched it multiple times because the first time I tried to watch it in full, but I had to pause it in the middle because I just couldn't. I couldn't like comprehend. I was like, I have to try and breathe for a minute and then carry.
I was laying in bed normally, like just watching the episode, and then that scene came on. I literally jumped to the edge of my bed so I could get closer to my TV. I was like, oh my god.
Like I was watching it and then Ghost started and I'm like, yeah, I know what this song means. Okay. So I put it on pause. I'm like, okay, I know what's happening. Play. Okay, we're good. Okay.
And then it just kept like going. It immediately starts, but you immediately pause it again.
Yeah. And then you immediately pause it at the stairs scene and you're just like, okay, recompose yourself, play, we're good.
Yeah.
Because okay. I watched like the first bit before it's on the stairs and I was like, this is insane. And then it just kept going and I was like, oh my god,
yeah, I did not stop it. We're not stopping.
What's going on? And then I told my straight friend about it because I needed to tell someone. And she was like, what do you mean? And I was like, well, it was quite graphic. And she was like, what do you mean? And then I kind of like showed her it and she was like, oh, okay.
Oh.
How did I pick
the straight friend?
Like, why? So I told her. Yeah, and she just thought it wasn't like a big deal at all. And I was like, yeah, that's because it happens in like with every straight couple you ever see.
Yeah, you right? get this like probably every two episodes. So
yeah.
We've been waiting like
four definition of Riverdale.
Oh my god, that show.
I cannot get myself to watch that show. I don't want to.
I watch it
because I already started it, so I have to finish it.
That's yeah.
I haven't started the new season yet. Or I started watching the first episode. And it was so awful. I had to stop. But I kind of want to watch the time jump.
Okay. It's not as bad as you think it will be. But it's also bad at the same time.
Of course.
Did you understand that? Like, it's bad, but not bad? Okay. Yeah.
I mean, that show, I just don't understand. How does it keep getting renewed? It's...
Well, I know it's so bad. But when they first started, they contracted for 7 seasons.
Really?
Yeah, before it even started, they contracted for 7 seasons.
Oh, okay, maybe that's
so we have two more seasons to go. Yay!
Oh, wow.
Can you tell how excited I am?
You're just turn on the TV, like, what days?
Woo!
Again?
Is this? See, like, the first season was kind of acceptable. It was like, okay, this is a straight show, but like, it's fine. And then it just keeps going, and you're like, who came up with it?
Tony gets a seat and pops. Do you understand what that is, Molly? Do you understand what that mean? Like in pops, the four of them.
Mm.
Tony
oh.
gets a seat now.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
No, but they made like Tony and Cheryl a thing, and then like
okay, keep talking, sorry. Oh. There's a beef with them.
Oh, God.
Guys, I think we lost track here.
Yeah, we're like, let's go back
so much. The show bugs the crap out of me. There's like so much going on. And then we have some big stuff happening the weekend of March 5th, guys.
Yes, we do.
Yes, I'm trying to figure out how to get tickets to the
Ghost Rider Triangle Con is that weekend with with the show coming back March 5th. My birthday's on the 7th, so happy birthday to me.
They just announced yesterday that Kat's gonna be there.
Kat's coming on, and it was Kat's.
So I was like, okay, they have my attention now. How do I get tickets for this?
Yeah. Like, how much money am I willing to spend?
Yeah.
It's tempting.
Hers are always the expensive ones though, which really sucks.
Yes, it sucks, but like, this is expected.
Right. Yeah. It's expected, but it sucks.
Yeah, but we have a lot more of the other characters coming on. Greg Lawson will be there. The actress who played Widow Beth. Natalie Krill's coming. Emily's gonna be there.
I wondered what her thoughts were at the barn scene, and then saying, "I thought you like the gay, like the saying the gay part," and then having her play in the
all I had to do was watch the trailer of that, and I'm like, okay, I don't know if I can watch this in full because this trailer is too much.
Remember that one con where Melanie's like check below her mouth, and Kat just didn't get it at first, which was really funny. And Dom had to tell her like that's the movie she was in.
That is so pure.
Yeah, and then like minutes later, she goes point Mel.
Yeah. And going back to the con, Michael Eklund will be there, Kate Drummond, Megan Heffron, that's Widow Beth, Emily, I don't know how to say the person's names, the actress that plays Constance Cloutier. Is this like her first con? Like,
I think so.
I'm pretty sure, didn't she do Galaxy Con? The 2-minute
I don't think she did because I wasn't there.
She was in the panel. I just don't think she did any like the calls or anything.
Okay.
There was quite a few at GalaxyCon.
I remember watching that. That was fun. Except it was so short because everybody had to answer a question, so we got like 4 questions.
I know.
It was
It's the only thing I hate about it. They only did like 3 questions. I'm like, that's it.
Yeah.
It was 2 questions in 45 minutes.
Yeah.
My phone is going to die. Give me 1 second.
There was Bernie was with Kat and he was
The grilled cheese.
The grilled cheese.
Love that part.
And then as soon as she goes, she's like, "Wait, my computer's gonna die. Give me 1 second." I'm like,
"Yes."
I'm like, "Well, of course. Leave it to Kat to do this."
Oh my god.
No, the fact that she was like had to like mute herself and you just see Ray like hand her the grilled cheese.
They're like, Brittany, right there. We're like, Kat, you're on mute.
She is like, oh my god. I just watched a clip on, I think it was on Twitter, and it was like, where I don't know what the question was. It was at a con and someone asked, like, I think it was, what was your favorite meal of the day or something? And Kat said brunch. And she didn't get the innuendo at all. And she kept going on.
I literally saw that today.
You know, she commented on it like that was the most embarrassing day.
Yeah. But Dawn was so proud of herself because she understood. When she realized that she got it right and she understood, she was so happy. This thing.
The sweetest person ever.
I just watched a con the other day. It was like they were in Canada and Danny was the moderator and Dom didn't know it first, and Dom was like, got so excited.
She's like, "You moderate?" And they were like, "Yeah." And Melanie's like, "Why do you think she was asking you questions in the lobby?"
And Dom didn't get it.
My favorite con is Emerald City Comic Con, where Dom's talking about tapioca.
Yes. Yeah.
I've never laughed so hard in my life.
And Kat just like can't hold it together.
No.
She's just like outside laughing. And Dom's just like, "No, it's really, really interesting."
Then there's another one. I think it's San Diego Comic Con, where it's just Mel and Kat together. And they ask Kat about the wedding, and I was like, well, why do you want it there?
What if Winona doesn't want a wedding?
Like, if that exact argument does not happen in 407.
I'm suing the show
because I think Emily said under her breath, and I could hear it. She's like, episode 407 is coming.
So I heard it.
So if that doesn't happen in 407, I'm tweeting Emily the next day. I'm like, what happened to 407?
Oh, speaking of the wedding conversation at that con, and then the one at the Sci-Fi Wire one with all four of them.
And Dom wasn't there, so Dom, we want your insights on this.
She's like, I'm such a lovely lady. While they're still arguing,
I love when Cass, and I'm your lover, and Emily just goes.
Yeah, I mean, yes. Wow,
so funny.
Oh my god, that just the cons. I'm hoping, fingers crossed. There's supposed to be one in Scotland in July, and I'm hoping that I'll be able to go. It depends on like COVID and stuff, but hopefully. And Dom and Kat are already confirmed for that one, so hopefully.
There's so much going on. I there's this one meme where it was like Erper's like, the cons carried us through 2020, and then the show's carrying us through 2021. Because we didn't have anything in 2020 besides the show, which came out like towards the end of the year.
Yeah.
And then we waited how many months from April? It was August, and then we have the fucking March. I'm counting months now.
Good job.
Thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 or 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
Already waited.
I mean, I waited a year and a half for season 4. I think I can wait 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I kind of found the show like kind of a lucky time, because like it was June, so I had to, yeah. I like finished it, and then I had barely any time to wait for season 4. Yeah, it hasn't.
I started watching when season 3 was airing. So right. 2018. And then I waited a year and a half. Was not involved in the fight for Winona because I'd only watched one season online. Live, so it's kind of just like, I'm gonna pay attention, but I don't feel like doing anything now. I don't give a shit. I need the show.
So I think I'm the only one that caught it at a bad time, but I caught up like this, so I'm good.
Yeah. It's like the most bingeable show I watch. I rewatch it all the time. Mm-hmm. I rewatch it specifically for Way Hot scenes.
Yep, me too.
Just skim through the episodes.
The one episode that I can watch over and over is the AU episode.
I watched that one. Yeah, I watched it.
That's the one thing I watched. And 402, sorry. 4022.
Yeah. Yeah. I watched it after the trailer because of what Nicole says, you know, remember where you go, I go. And I was like, I need to watch that again. So I went back and watched that.
I've consistently rewatched the trailer now. Like every day I wake up and I watch it.
That's true.
Like, oh, how many weeks do we have?
Three, I think.
Three, yeah. Too long.
Like, I'm trying to set you back up again, and I don't think it's gonna work. So give me like.
No.
I'm just gonna be cricket. I'm just gonna be cricket. There we go. It's fine.
Hi. So much. Okay, so what are. From what we know now about 4B and the trailer, do we have any other predictions?
Oh God.
I don't know if we're gonna see Alice. I can't decide. Yeah.
Really quickly, mm-hmm. So people are theorizing about a time jump in 412. And we're like, Alice should come back because she'll be like 5.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was thinking. But I don't know, because there's part of me that thinks maybe Emily would, because it'd be quite sad if you never see Winona what's it called, reunited with Alice. Mm-hmm. That would be sad if we didn't get to see that. But this is the risk that if we, is a risk if we get season five, that then she has to find a way to incorporate a literal like 3-year-old at that point, which is difficult. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
Will they give us like a time jump of a honeymoon between Nicole and Waverly, or is that, or will they wait until, if there's a potential season five, will they wait for that?
There's people are thinking that they'll do a Brooklyn Nine-Nine where the wedding will be at the end, and then the first episodes of five will be the honeymoon.
Yeah, because I mean, like, if we don't see a honeymoon, that's kind of like sad, but like it doesn't ruin the story.
No, whereas, I feel like they can't go on a honeymoon because too much stuff will be happening in purgatory. So they'll mm-hmm. go there, and then Winona's like, "Hey guys, you kind of need to come back.
Can you guys turn back around, please?
I know you're on the plane, but like, can you get back?"
Yeah. I was in a text the other on Instagram the other day with an Oprah fellow, and she does these. I don't know if you saw this, Bailey, but she does these things on TikTok where she like does like a text chain of like the characters.
Yeah, I've seen those.
I gave her the idea about the honeymoon. She hasn't done it yet, but like I said, what if they're on their honeymoon and Winona just comes in and interrupts them.
Yeah.
I mean, like, hi, can you guys turn back around?
She like walks into their hotel room. Like they just get there. She's they're like,
hi, can you guys come back to purgatory? We got some trouble coming back. Mm-hmm. Give us 5 minutes. You walked in on a wrong time. Just give us 5 minutes.
Oh, that'd
be hilarious. Funny we wouldn't go well.
I know that we're not going to get it, but I really want a shower scene.
Same.
Like, I know we're not going to get it.
Come on.
But I want it.
They have to.
We already got a stair scene. We deserve a shower scene.
They just need to check off the list.
I mean, then he does in that like scene where Waverly pushes Nicole out the door and tells her, you know,
I want to know what episode that's in, because that's the first like clip of poor B that I saw. So I want to know what episode that's in.
I think that's 407.
Yeah, I feel like it might be. Yeah, I don't know.
Bachelorette party, like, and then
when we need that. We need. Yeah, we need a bachelor party too.
Yeah, for Nicole and Winona, because if it's gonna be 407, it's gonna be a why not episode.
Yeah.
And what's better than both of them getting drunk?
And is Winona gonna walk Waverly down the aisle? We need to know that too.
That yes, Nedley will walk Nicole, and then Mercedes will officiate.
Yes.
Correct. Can you imagine Mercedes officiating that?
Be too good. I would. Like, no, it's gonna be like Mercedes is gonna be talking, and then she throws in like her own little comment, like she's reading off of like,
100%.
And then she'll be like, oh, and this.
Oh my god,
I saw this on Twitter yesterday. What if all this time Waverly saves Nicole's like card that she gave her in season mm-hmm. one, and it was like from the moment you gave me this, I knew that we were gonna end up here, or something like it was something like that.
Yeah, like
I saw that well, and I want it so badly.
Question has popped into my head: the book Waverly took from the garden.
I don't know. I want to know what book that is.
I think it's her.
I really think it's Nicole, because Nicole ended up being Eve in the garden.
Maybe.
Ooh, that makes sense.
Like I watched that episode back the other day, and I still don't know what book she talked
about. Because it never shows you. You just like you see.
It never shows. It never shows you. You have to like. They're like. Emily's like, Doc? Sorry, you guys have to guess what book it is.
Yeah, like Doc.
I don't want to guess what book it is. Can you just tell me?
Yeah. Can you just give it to me?
Yeah, because I mean, I think with Give Them, you can kind of like make up a storyline of why she would pick each book. Mm-hmm. I feel like she'd least likely pick Docs, but I don't know.
Yeah,
I think there's like way why she'd pick her own, because she's interested. Yeah. Nicole, because it's Nicole, and then Winona is her sister. So
yeah, it's like there's reasons for everybody, and like Doc didn't even get to, like, he took, like, when they got back from the garden, like, he had Waverly's bag with the book in it, but the name wasn't on it. So he doesn't even know.
Yeah.
And I know that. I'm like, is this going to come into play with the garden coming back? Because obviously. So, like, is that causing something? Like, is taking the book, like, causing things to happen because it only belongs there? Or, like,
maybe. Think about that.
What's the gist of this book? Like, there's so much stuff going on. And then we have some new monsters. Does anybody have a certain type of monster that they want?
I feel like we've had, like, everything.
They're doing, like, a monster per episode thing. We've had vampires. We've had zombies.
Mm-hmm.
Is there going to be a werewolf? We've had whatever Nedley was.
whatever he was.
I don't even know. I'm just Nedley monster. That's what I refer to.
Nedley monster.
Like, there was that one scene in the trailer where it's like all those, like, those monster thingies and, like, in the ground in a trap, and they have these, like, ginormous claws.
Yeah.
What are those? Are they making up monsters now? That's a lot.
I mean, just remember when it was just remnants?
Yeah.
Do you guys remember, like those things with the slimy eyes?
Yeah. Simple. So the easier times when it was just reverence, and now we're getting all this other stuff that we have to figure out.
I was watching something or something where it was they talk about Wynonna has kind of gone back to, like, season one Wynonna, where she's kind of, like, really pushing herself
to
do all this stuff, and then she's also getting drunk a lot.
That is, yeah, it's very season one. Yeah.
And then, like, Nicole's, like, season one again, Stetson, Braid, uniform. Right. So I'm like, what are we moving towards here? Yeah. What's the point of this? Yeah.
Why are we going back in time?
Why? Yeah. We're, like, going back in time, but we're not. I feel like it's just, like, nostalgia.
Yeah.
Like, I watched the trailer. It's pure nostalgia now.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Is that everything I wanted to talk about? I think so. I have to go back and listen to that, all the songs. I had one of the Urbers made a playlist on Spotify of all the episodes from the titles of the song, the titles of the episodes for the songs.
I was listening to those earlier because I'm in the middle of writing a Way Hot Fix, so I was, like, listening to music, and I was listening to them, and Colder Weather started playing, and I got really sad because it's the Doll's Death one, and I got really sad.
I made one of those playlists too. I'll put a song and I'm like, yep, this episode's bringing back.
You know what episode it's from.
Yeah, you know what episode it's from.
Let me just try without actually watching the show real quick.
I already know this episode, like, the back of my hand. Let me just go back real quick.
No, and so, like, also something really funny that was happening is, so the last day Wynonna airs is April 9th, right?
Yeah.
Taylor Swift announced that she was topic the new Fearless album on the 9th. And everyone's like, is Taylor Swift gonna have something to do with this now?
Can you imagine?
Emily's campaigning for a Taylor Swift version of the theme song, and I'm all in on this.
Oh, yeah.
So good. No, and so pretty much we now know Urbers are Swifties, and I'm okay with
that. I've been a Swiftie since day one, so they're like putting my two worlds together, and I cannot be more excited.
No, I just found that really funny, and if Taylor ever finds those tweets, I don't know what's happening.
and then the other one was like, Emily's like, no, Taylor's fine. Just send me a DM. It's fine. We're cool.
She's like, Emily's like playing it off as they're, like, already talking.
Yeah, she's already her best friend or something.
Yeah,
no, it's, we got no, it. It's, okay. It's fine.
We're figuring it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so
good. Oh my god.
Oh, so much happened. So much to look forward to, guys. Thank you for coming on this podcast. I love a good group podcast. I get lots of comments and lots of love. All right. So that's where we're going to head up. If everybody wants to tag themselves, where can you find you on social media, Molly?
At Send Rainbow Waves, or just Rainbow Waves, depending on, but usually Send Rainbow Waves.
Great, great, great. Paige?
You can find me on Instagram at PaigeBanana13 or Twitter at GomezSwiftFan13.
Great. And Alexis?
My Instagram is wayhot00, and then all my handles are in my bio for my Instagram.
And mine gets said at the end of every podcast, so just wait like 2 seconds for that to happen. And once again, thank you guys for coming on. So much fun. Love talking with a bunch of different herpers. Love talking with new herpers. And I will catch you guys next time. Bye-bye.
And that's the end of the episode, guys. Remember, follow me on Instagram at Bailey's_vlogs_, Twitter at Bailey's TV Rants, and on TikTok at Naughty Hot. Thanks all for listening, and I'll see you guys next time.